To start off the program, the Lansing area, like much of Michigan, has been shaped by manufacturing. But the industry has taken a beating in the past 13 years. The state has lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs since 2001. After years of cuts, though, the industry is making a comeback here in mid-Michigan. GM plans to expand its Delta Township factory and build a brand new $174 million stamping plant near its Grand River Assembly Complex. The Canadian auto supplier Magna also has plans to build a new plant and expand its existing one. Those projects alone are expected to add hundreds of new jobs. But will workers have the skills to fill those positions? Many companies say there's a gap between the kinds of jobs available in manufacturing today and the experience and education of job seekers. They say that's led to unfilled positions and stunted economic growth. Bridging that gap is the goal of a jobs fair put on by Capital Area Michigan Works today and tomorrow. Here to talk about the importance of workforce development for mid-Michigan's manufacturing industry, Edie Hatter-Williams, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works, and Michelle Cordano, Executive Director of the Capital Area Manufacturers Council. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Michelle, I mentioned that the manufacturing industry has really changed in the past 13 years. We've all heard of the lost decade here in Michigan. How different is it here in mid-Michigan today than it was, let's say, 20 years ago?
Well, manufacturing has evolved in many different ways over the last 13 years. You know, the recession was very tough, 08, 09, on many of the manufacturers, but the manufacturers that survived have diversified. They're leaner, they're cleaner, they're stronger, they're more high-tech, more advanced than they used to be. And like you said, manufacturing is back. Just in the last few years, we have added 90,000 jobs in Michigan back in manufacturing. Over the next 6 months to a year, we're expecting over 1,000 jobs just to the mid-Michigan region. Mm. So manufacturing is back and stronger than ever.
Edie, we hear a lot of discussion about the skills gap, though. Can you explain to us what that means?
Well, what that is that we have unemployed individuals that either have no manufacturing experience or maybe had worked for a manufacturer and has been laid off, but when they went to work, maybe they didn't have to have a high school diploma or a GED mm-hmm. even. And so now, in order to apply for these new manufacturing jobs, you've got to have a high school diploma, GED, and in many cases, additional training. And so, first of all, getting those individuals that don't have the bare minimums to get them to get at this point, it would be a GED, is certainly can be daunting for somebody that is now maybe in their 40s or 50s that is not ready to retire, needs to work, but is having trouble maneuvering the educational system to get the minimums. And then, of course, they have to have that before they can get additional training. And then you've got those that maybe have the high school diploma, GED, but still need to go back and get some additional training that for whatever reason, they opt not to want to do that. And so we've got to figure out how to either encourage them to do that or start looking at our young people, encouraging them to not drop out, to stay in school, and to get the additional training that's needed to be able to fill the jobs the manufacturers are needing.
And what kinds of jobs are companies looking to fill? Which kinds of jobs are going unfilled?
Well, there are lots of different jobs in manufacturing, and I talk a lot about this. We definitely have a need for machinists. We have a need for just production operators. We have a need for CNC and also for engineers, especially industrial engineers. But overall, as manufacturing grows at the rate that it's growing, we also need jobs like HR professionals, we need accountants, we need salespeople. So lots of different job opportunities in manufacturing, especially with this large amount of growth.
The manufacturing jobs, are they mostly entry level or are they more advanced positions?
It's really a mix. We definitely have some entry-level jobs that, and we encourage those job seekers out there to come to the event today and tomorrow, even if they don't have any manufacturing experience. There are many jobs that if you have the aptitude and if you have the desire, you can actually be trained on the job to perform many of the jobs that are available. And then there's also going to be five different short-term training programs presented by Lansing Community College, which will help folks who want maybe a little bit higher paying job and can fill some of these middle skill jobs like welders and CNC machinists.
Michelle Cordano is Executive Director of the Capital Area Manufacturers Council. We're also joined by Edie Hatter-Williams, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. We're talking about manufacturing here in the Lansing area in mid-Michigan and the number of jobs that are going unfilled due to an alleged skills gap. What do you think contributes to this mismatch between the jobs available and the skills of job seekers? Are people not thinking in terms of manufacturing jobs anymore?
Yes, I mean, I think, one of the things is manufacturing has a bad rap. 08-09 was really hard on many of the families and the communities in Michigan. And I think that's part of our job as workforce development professionals is get the word out that manufacturing is back, that manufacturers offer good pay, they offer clean, safe environments, and that we are hiring. And the trend is expected to continue. Just some statistics from our local people, Department of Labor, manufacturing is going to continue to grow and offer a large number of annual openings across the variety of low, mid, and high-skilled jobs, both over the short and long term. So manufacturing is back.
I'm under the impression, though, that when you look at this thing from 10 miles up, manufacturing across the country, for example, is actually shrinking. But one of the contributing factors as well is that there's a demographic dynamic in play here. There's a lot more people retiring. There's a lot more people my age who are getting out, who are retiring, and there simply are not enough people to take the place of the people who are retiring. Is that in play here too?
I think so. When I was growing up, there were all types of apprenticeship programs that were between with the manufacturers. There were co-op opportunities between the schools and the companies, and a lot of that seemed to go away. I mean, I think there are very few manufacturers that even offer those type of experiences. And so when those were alive and well, you had that pipeline. You had students were learning about manufacturers. They were working there, whether it, work experiences or internships or apprenticeships. They were learning the trades of the company. And then when they graduated from high school, they were hired by that company, and which went on to make a good living for themselves. But we don't have a lot of that. And I think part of that was probably even before the recession. And so I think businesses have to start now thinking ahead and maybe moving back towards that model so that they do have a pipeline of individuals coming out of the high schools that are going to stay in the community, going to raise families here to help offset some of the issues that they're having with talent.
What role does education play in this, though?
I think it plays a huge role. Just recently on National Manufacturers Day, we took a group of high school counselors and STEM teachers on a tour of three manufacturing facilities. Those counselors and those STEM teachers are a crucial part of building our workforce for manufacturing. We have vocational education available for many of the students in our area, and we want to get the word out that that there are pathways for kids in high school, whether they do vocational education or co-ops or internships, to get out into the community and see what the opportunities are, as well as our community colleges. LCC offers some great programs as well.
There's a lot of focus on getting kids into four-year colleges these days. Do you think that contributes to young people not applying for these jobs?
Yes.
They're looking,
yes. We're gonna, both going to say
they're
yes.
They're looking at each other, but you
yes.
agree the answer is yes.
Well, I think because the push is, parents, I think just by nature, want their kids to go to college. But everybody does not want to go. And even if they do go, it's okay to go later. And I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, but I think we have to push the importance of not just college, but there are very good jobs with just a little bit of training out of high school you can come out and make a decent wage. And not only that, I mean, I don't know about you, but the last time I had a plumber come to my house, I certainly had to pay them more for that less than an hour that they were there than I make
an hour. So. I've had this discussion with dozens of people. Dozens of people, you know, refrigerator repair people, and you know, plumbers, everything like that.
So those trades, I mean, they do pay very well, and you don't have to have a bachelor's degree to enter into that. It does require additional training, and but you can make very good money without having a degree.
How do people take that first step, though? How does someone, say, in their 40s, take that first step to getting into manufacturing who may not have any? Is it Lansing Community College? Would you recommend that option? Would you recommend that a applicant make it clear to General Motors, hey, I'm open to further training here? Is that how this unfolds?
You know, for today, I would say come on down today. Register for our event today or tomorrow, because we're going to have all the information nicely packaged for everyone. It's going to talk about the jobs that are available, how to get them. We're also going to talk about working on your resume and mock interviews. So the Capillary Michigan Works is a great resource for individuals, and that's where I would direct somebody, you know, in their 40s, somebody who's looking for a job, maybe somebody who's looking to move into the manufacturing industry who has not before. It's a great resource, and today we're going to have many of the local resources all in one room and available to talk to job seekers.
Our guests here are Michelle Cordano, Executive Director of the Capital Area Manufacturing Council, along with Edie Hatter-Williams, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. Is all manufacturing these days advanced manufacturing?
No, not all of it. I mean, you still have the whole chain of manufacturing, you know, starting out with your raw materials at the very, very beginning, you know, and moving through fabrication and sequencing and, you know, tool and die and molding, you know, all the way up to, you know, like a GM where you're actually assembling, putting all the parts together and creating the final product. So there are different levels of manufacturing, but there is quite a bit of advanced manufacturing going on currently. And it's not all related to the auto industry. I think that's important, mm-hmm. too. We also have, you know, we have Emergent BioSolutions in the area, you know, who is making the vaccine for anthrax. We have NioWave, who is working with superconducting electrons, and they have applications in military, and they have applications in medical, in the medical field. We have medical manufacturers actually making parts that go into your body, hip bones and spines and things like that. So manufacturing is much bigger and much more advanced.
Again, the basics, Edie, on the job sphere. It happens today and tomorrow at the Cedar Street location of Capital Area Michigan Works?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. And your website, if people want to learn more?
Our website is www.camw.org.
Well, there you go. Michelle Cordano is with the executive director with the Capital Area Manufacturing Council. Also, thank you to Edie Hatter-Williams, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.